Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has 2 points, Peter. Adam Felber and Mo Rocky each has 3. They're tied for first.
Roxanne, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. President-elect Obama's choice for Commerce Secretary blank withdrew from consideration this week.
Richardson.
Right. On Thursday, Pope Benedict called for a ceasefire in blank and a resumption of peace talks.
In Gaza.
Right. Computer systems in 3 states crashed because of unprecedented numbers of people filing for blank.
Those converter box thingies?
No. Unemployment. When he missed the school bus, a 6-year-old boy in Virginia knew just what to do. He blanked.
He took the family car and tried to drive to school.
He almost got there. 10 miles, too. A memorial service was held on Thursday for the son of actor blank who died after a seizure in the Bahamas.
Jack Travolta.
Right, John Travolta. Yeah. Is his the name? Yes. Department store giant blank announced it would be closing 11 stores in 9 states.
Macy's.
Right. A burger in Scotland leapt out of a first floor window after being frightened by blank.
The family parakeet.
No, a man dressed as the Norse god Thor. Six-foot-tall builder Torvald Alexander was coming home from a costume party.
I bet it was a shock to everyone who had he dressed as.
Yes. Found the burglar in his apartment. He explained what happened next. Quote, he looked like he'd had a few drinks and he decided to do a late-night break-in, but he hadn't counted on the god of thunder living here. It took ages making the cape, helmet, and breastplate, but I must admit it was a bit chilly walking home. But when I saw that guy, I just went mad and charged, my cape flying behind me. He just jumped straight out of the window. And honest to goodness, that must be in the many thousands of years of human experience, recorded and on, the single most satisfying thing that's ever happened. There's a burglar in my house. I'm 6 feet tall, and I'm dressed as Thor. Sometimes it really is just your day, isn't it? Carl, how did Roxanne do?
Roxanne had 5 correct answers, Peter, for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Roxanne has the lead.
We flipped a coin. Adam has elected to go last. So, Mo, you're up next. Please fill in the blank. Yeah. Senator Dianne Feinstein said she will support Obama's choice for CIA director blank.
Leon Panetta.
Right. Many D.C. cab drivers are deciding to stay home instead of fighting the congestion expected for the blank.
Inauguration.
Right. After a bitter dispute, the Russian prime minister announced that Russia would sell gas to blank at market rate.
France?
No, Ukraine. At the final Macworld keynote speaker, Phil Schiller announced that Apple would now be selling blank without copyright protection.
Is it iTunes?
Yes, music. Very good. Okay. Former Congressman Blank is dropping appeals to have his airport sex sting conviction overturned.
Larry Craig.
Right, of course. Marvel Comics announced that issue number 583 of The Amazing Spider-Man will feature Spider-Man fist-bumping Blank.
Barack Obama.
Indeed. Brighton, Michigan officials clarified a law that took effect January 2nd, making it illegal for anyone to blank in Brighton.
Clarify the law that makes it illegal for people to, for people...
It's like talking to William Shatner here. Would you just...
People
to what?
For people...
They're in Michigan.
For people to...
And they need
for
to...
For people to reproduce.
No, for people to be annoying in public. The city of Brighton got a lot of criticism when it made it illegal to annoy, quote, anyone in a public place by word of mouth, sign, or motions. Guaranteeing that Howie Mandel would never set foot in their town. Mayor Kate Lawrence, annoyed by the hubbub, clarified at a meeting this week that the new law will apply to annoyances like neighbor disputes, bullying, unwanted text messages, and, of course, the comedian Howie Mandel.
Wow, that's a double Mandel. Yeah.
We went for the double Mandel.
Wow, you can't do that. In the handbook, it says you can't do that, and you're rewriting the rules.
We did.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Mo do?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. You know, it has 13 points, and Mo has taken the lead.
Whoa, well done, Mo.
This is tense. This is very tense.
I can't believe this is happening.
All right, so how many then does Adam need to win?
Adam needs 5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
Here we go, Adam. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. Congressional forecasters said that the blank will reach $1.2 trillion this year.
The deficit.
Right. The U.S. Navy announced that it has created a special force dedicated to fighting blanks in the Gulf of Aden.
Sharks.
Pirates. Saying he violated his bail by mailing jewelry and gifts to friends, U.S. prosecutors pushed to have blank sent immediately to jail.
Oh, that guy who made off with all the money.
Yeah, Madoff, yes, very good. On Friday, the Illinois legislature voted to impeach blank.
Blagojevich!
Right. When a process server
Bless
turned
you.
Up at Ed McMahon's house to deliver legal papers, Ed McMahon's wife responded by blanking.
Handing over a giant check.
No.
Sicking
the family poodle on him.
Oh.
Saying they're going to pry it out of my hands, Obama admitted that he was losing the battle to keep his blank as president.
Blackberry.
Right. In a new interview for the documentary Media Malpractice, blank takes shots at Katie Couric and Tina Fey.
Sarah Palin?
Right. In another sign of hard economic times, police in Alabama have arrested a drug dealer who blanked.
Filed for unemployment.
No, accepted gift cards as payment for drugs. Junkies in Alabama had it made. They finally had a dealer who was willing to give them drugs in exchange for the PetSmart gift card that Aunt Mary sent. The police arrested the dealer with very flexible payment plans this week. They seized cash, drugs, and yes, $175 in gift cards. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed 5 to tie. He had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. So with 13 points, Adam Felber and Mo Rocca are this week's co-champions.
Whoa!